All right, so we'll start off with a few questions, okay? The first question is not from the Haggadah, it's from the Rambam. But it's from the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. Okay, so the Rambam says that, Rambam says that Yisori Yisoros V'Omer HaChachmos, the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of all knowledge is to know that there is Shiyesha Motzirishon, that there is a primary existence. And he is the one that is the source of all existence.
Okay.
And then the Rambam expounds on that a little bit, and then he says that, he says, the Diyas Dover Zeh, the knowledge of this thing, is mitzvah saseh. This is one of the mitzvah saseh of the Torah. It says, Shenema Anochi Hashem Alekecha. Okay. So Anochi Hashem Alekecha, it means Anochi Hashem Alekecha, the first Dibra in the Assessor, the Ritz Asher, it says, Sicha Meres Mitzrayim. Alright, so you're familiar with the Rabbani, it's the question. He says, this isn't really a mitzvah. He says, this is a fundamental principle behind mitzvahs, and you can't have mitzvahs without this, but this shouldn't be counted logically as a mitzvah. That's a separate objection the Ramban had. But my question is just a very simple one. My question is that where do you see in the statement of the Torah of Anochi Hashem Alekecha that it's a mitzvah? I mean, the statement is a declaration. Anochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Alright? It would seem to be, what it means is that the evidence that God relates to Klal Yisrael is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. But the question is raised, why doesn't it say Anochi Hashem Alekecha Asher Barasi Shemayim V'aretz? So the Kuzari says that it means because that's something which is certainly primary, but the knowledge of this came through Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how Klal Yisrael became familiar with God, or the concept of Nisim. That how do you know God relates to man? So the concept of Nisim proves that because he interferes with the given order at certain times, not often. I mean, you see, we always mention that in Yahadis we don't look for miracles. On the contrary, you have one miracle, Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's it, everywhere. As I was saying, you say in Tefillah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and constantly the one miracle. So we don't expect from God a multiplication of miracles. It's not a religion of miracles. The miracle was an event that guides man towards the truth, okay, towards the investigation of the truth. Fine, but my question still is: where do you see in Anochi Hashem Alekecha the concept of a mitzvah? I mean, it's not a lashon ha-mitzvah. Anochi Hashem Alekecha is a declaration, not a mitzvah. I mean, a mitzvah is you should do the Zochar Shem HaShabbos. Lo Sirtzach. These are mitzvahs because they're formulated as mitzvahs. But where did the Rambam get the idea? Aside from the Ramban's critique, but where did he get the idea? Anochi Hashem Alekecha is a mitzvah. That doesn't sound like a mitzvah. The semantics of the pasuk just don't fit in as a mitzvah. Okay. That's my first question. Okay. Take a few more questions. Now let's take some questions that deal with the Haggadah itself. Okay? With the Haggadah itself. Okay. We mentioned last week that the Yerushalmi says that why do you have four kosos? Because the four kosos are keneged the four lashonos of gula. Means to say, these four kosos were constructed parallel to the four lashonos of their four lashonos of gula, and that's why there are four kosos. Okay, the four lashonos of gula are in va'era. Okay. That Lochain Emel of Neisol Ani Hashem Votzeis Yeschem Mitachas Ivlos Mitzrayim. I'll remove you from under the burden of the work of Egypt. Vitzalti Yeschem Evarosam, and I will save you from their toil. Vigalti Yeschem Bezro and Atuy Veshvatim Gedolim. I'll redeem you, okay, with an outstretched hand and with great miracles. And then Vlakachti Yeschem Lilam, Okay. So really, when you look at those four, there's only one that presents a problem. And that is the second one. Because the second one would seem to be a repetition of the first one. Remove you from under the burdens of the Egyptians. It means the labor that they're putting you to. So to remove them from under the burden of the work and the toil, labor. So that's the same thing as Vitzalt Yisrael Me'avadosan, right? So we mentioned last week in passing, we said one is the event itself, okay, and the second one is the affect on the person. In other words, the first one is the event, and the second one, Vitzalt Yisrael Me'avadosan, is the way it affects the person. That definitely is true, but it still doesn't, it shows the difference between the two, but it still doesn't explain why it's necessary to have two. Okay, it's just it's actually two sides of one coin, so to speak. But it still should be one thing. I mean, there are many things and many benefits that you derive. But each benefit shouldn't be considered a separate lashon of gula. Or if the Torah felt necessary to, first of all, why the Torah felt necessary to write both? Or if it's simply divrei Torah lashon me'adam, so it shouldn't be an extra kos. Okay. So that's my second question. What is Vitzalti? What is Vitzalti? Okay. Next question is, of course, the one we mentioned last week also. Vayvesi eschem es ha'oretz, ashen asasi es yodi loseis oso l'avram l'yitzchok l'yakov, v'nasati oso l'chem morasha ani Hashem. It would seem that the whole objective of everything is vayvesi eschem el ha'oretz, ashen asasi es yodi loseis oso l'avram l'yitzchok. That should certainly require a kos. The coming there is Yisrael, the Yerusha Sa'aretz. Okay, why is there no kos for Vevesi? That's the question. Everybody asks the question. I never saw really, a good answer for that. I mean, why isn't Vevesi a kos? So some want to say, because now we're not in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, but I don't see where does it say? Is it Bismana bias that they said Vevesi? I don't believe that there's such a... The Ram doesn't have a different agudah. It doesn't say there was five kosos. Well, but anyways, the question... So I think that's another question. Why, in fact, is there no kos for Vevesi? Okay? Now, there's another question, which is a question on a Mishnah, which is a pretty... It's like almost baffling in terms of what the Mishnah says and what we do. I mean, it's a question that always bothered me for years, and it's a simple thing. It's like some of the most basic questions, you just can't find anybody asking them. It's very frustrating, you know. That's the ingenuity of the Ramban. Ramban's genius is that he asks basic questions that nobody asks. Like he asks, like on Purim, he says, why do you have... How do you have 2 days Purim? He says, Loses go to the all takanas are made to keep Klal Yisrael together. And here you find that the one is Yidal, one is Tesvav. I mean, I'm not going to go to the audience, but the question, the way to Ramban is, why is Sefer Shmos go to the end of the Mishkan? He says it should end after Gulas Mitzrayim. It's a Sefer Gula, and from the Mishkan should be part of Vayikra. I mean, these kind of questions, basic questions, are usually the hardest ones to find, I don't know why, to find anybody talking about, you know, it's a funny thing, and you find on the details, you find a tremendous amount of annotations, tremendous amount of perusha, but the basic thing sometimes you don't find, and this to me, I mean, at least it seems like one of them, because the Mishnah says, in the Haggadah, so how does the Haggadah go? So first you have, in the Haggadah you have the Kedushas, Halayla, okay, the Kedushas Halayla, which starts off with Kiddush, and Manishtan Halayla, and we mentioned many times that there's a special Kedusha of Leil HaPesach, has a separate Kedusha. That's why you say Halel. That's where Rab Chaim held that it's the proper minute to say Halel on the night of Pesach, because the night of Pesach has a separate Kedusha. And it's a different, the mitzvahs Halayla are not just isolated mitzvahs, but they comprise an entity of Kedushas HaLaila. It's a different Laila. Leil Shimur Mul Hashem. It's not simply a mitzvah, because you see, in Yantav, mitzvahs is in the daytime, like lulav and shofar. But over here, it's at nighttime because the night has a specific Kedusha. Hashir Yilachem, based on the Pasuk, Hashir Yilachem, Kaleil Eskadish Chag. So that's really there's manishtana halayla says kedushas halayla. Okay, so then you have that, and then it goes to the halachos, of sipur yitzis Mitzrayim, who's mechuyev, and the extent of the chiyuv, and then of course you get into the arba bonim. And and then you get into Tzeilamad. Okay, Abobonim is part of the halachas, actually, of how you darshan to your child, and then you have the Metchila, and then you have Tzeilamad. Okay, that's the Doresh a Parsha Kuli, you darshan this Parsha till the end, and that's basically the end of the Agada. I mean, that's it. Okay. It's really those components. Kedushas Halayla is one component. Hilchos Sipur with the Arba Bonim, and then the Tzeilamad. It's really basically, I mean, you break it up into more pieces, but that's the basic structure of the Agada. Three components. Okay? All right. Now, the Tzeilamad is a halacha of darshaning. You take this Parsha Bikurim, the Parsha's Bikurim, and you darshan the parsha from the beginning to the end. So you do Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebalpeh. And that's what the Rav said many times, that's the way we learn, is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And the guy who bring down, there was a minute to just read from the Chumash by Yitzchak Yisrael, he said that was up across the sphere. Because the limud is only through both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So you have Torah Shebichsav, you take this parsha, you darshan the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebalpeh. Where is the parsha? The parsha is Parshas Bikurim, okay, that is said by the one who brings the Bikurim, the pilgrim, that's in Kisavo, in Parshas Kisavo, okay. Now, Parshas Kisavo, okay. So, Vanis Vamatos, Ne'er Hashem Alekecha, right in the beginning. Arami Oved Ovi, this is the parsha, alright, and that's the parsha we darshan. But if you look carefully at the Lashon HaMishnah, when the Mishnah says it, it says, and this is what the Mishnah says, the Doresh, me arami oved avi, it says, maschol b'gnus ha-messayim b'shevach. So you have to begin with degradation. In other words, our own degradation. What we were not, how little we were, how insignificant we were, and that's because the Rav mentions, of course, the praise of God is in direct proportion to our stature. The lower we were, the greater the shevach. So you can't diminish from that aspect. So you maschil beginus, and you say how lowly we were, and then you conclude with the shevach shamakam. Okay, but the Mishnah says, the Lashon HaMishnah says, the doresh me arami oved avi, yedashim from arami oved avi, ad sheyigmar, until he completes kol haparsha kula, till he completes the entire parsha. There's only one problem. You don't complete the parsha. That's the problem. You just don't complete the parsha. You stop after Pasuk Ches. I mean, okay? It says, it's the end of Hashem Mitzrayim, B'yer Chazak Azroin, the Tuyo, Uvmar Agad, Lavos, and Moshe. And that's it. But the parsha goes on. V'yivyeinu alamakom hazeh, v'yit lana sorat hazoh, sorat hazoh, chavad vash, v'atay neveh, says, v'yish p'yad domash, v'yasad li Hashem, v'nachto, v'yit Hashem, v'yit Oh, he should finish off the parsha. The parsha, I mean, actually, if you say the parsha, it goes the smach v'alto, atav alevei gershav v'kibachah. All right, or maybe you certainly shouldn't stop. This is certainly not the end. Maybe Hanlon Markham, I say, you want to say what the lashon of the that he said. Okay, all right. But at any rate, the Mishnah is saying the doresh kol ha-parsha kula. All right, at sheyigmar kol ha-parsha kula. All right, so. Lashon is one thing, but if you take a look at the Rambam has the exact same Lashon. I mean, the Rambam says, in Chametz HaMatzah, so the Rambam says, excuse me, Perek Zion, Halacha, what? Halacha Dalet. Is it Dalet? No, it's, where? I'm sorry, wrong part. Excuse me, you're right. I have Ches. Dalet, right. Zion Dalet. The Torah was signed by Shevach. He says, and then it says, "V'chein maschil modiya shavonim ayinu lefar mitzrayim v'chol rosh gemalanu masayim benisun aflos shanas lanu b'cheresenu v'hu sheyidrosh me'arami oved ovi ad sheyigmor kol haparsha." That's what he says. It's not kol haparsha in our Sefer Torah. It's a strange thing. I mean, it just, how do you answer this? Okay. So I never saw anybody. If you find anybody that takes the question, let me know. I looked around a little bit. I mean, I couldn't find anybody. All right. But anyways, that's a problem. Okay. Question, of course, is it's an old question. The question, this question is on the Abba Bonim. So some of them are okay. Like, for instance. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So the Rush's question is really on, is in there. Because it says, "V'ayikisvala chitin shem lachem kasher diber shmartem esavoda azos." Okay, so it means Pesach. "V'ayikim lachem benechem mo avoda azos lachem." That's right in. Okay, "V'amartem zevach Pesach olad Hashem asher pasach abotem esavoda azos." Fine. Okay, so the Rosh's question is right. The question is right there, but the Chacham's has nothing to do with Pesach, because the Chacham's question is really in Dvarim, right? And the Chacham's question is in is very Ashkech, is Vav Chaf in Voschanon. In Voschanon, it's Voschanon Vav and Pasuk Chaf. So it says, "Ki Yisholcha Vincha Mocha Leimor Moedus Vachukim Vamishpotim Asher Tzivat Hashem Elokeinu Eschem." Okay, it's not talking about Pesach; it's talking about the mitzvahs in general. Okay, fine. Means the whole Torah. It means all the mitzvahs. It's not talking about Pesach. Okay. So that's the Chacham. Now, again, the Tom's question is also not about Pesach. Because Tom's question is really about the pidyon bechor, okay? It's about pidyon bechor. It's in the end of Bo. All right. It says right. Vaykivich Hashem and end of Bo. Ekivish al Eretz Kanani Hashem. Ekivish l'chov l'sechol l'nasan Allah. Vavarto kapat rechem l'Hashem. Vaykishalchem v'nicham alocha lem mazos. What are you doing this? V'matel v'chozik Hashem Hashem v'sam beis avodim. Vaykish l'far v'yar Hashem kol b'chor b'mitzayim v'b'chor od v'ad b'chor b'hema. Al kein aniz v'ech l'Hashem kol peter rechem aschorim. So it's about pidyon b'chor, not about nothing to do with the mitzvah salayla. Okay. Well, that's one is v'gat pavim chaviyamu has to do with the mitzvah. But the question, of course, is that the essentially, I mean, certainly the question of Russia has no sheches. I mean, has no sheches to it. Okay. And yeah.
You said the Russian.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Russia's question is on target. a little disturbing. The Chacham's question is not from the not in the right place. Okay. okay. Good. Also, there's an old question we had. Years ago, which we mentioned it, but the we even gave an answer, which I think now was correct, but I think it was like only a partial approach. The question was the Avodah Mayinu. The Avodah Mayinu, far and strong, Yitzhak Hashem Elokim Mitzrayim B'yorcha Zog Azrayim Natu, it doesn't really belong here. Why? Because when you're starting off, really, what should you be saying? You're starting off with the Hilchos HaPesach. Right? I mean, the whole business over there, the Sipur of Yitzhak Yisrael comes later, basically, okay? The Sipur of through the Nisim and the Maschel B'Gnus and the Tchil of Seinu and the Baruch Shem Tzeil Amad by Yer Mitzrayim. I mean, that's really, why do you have it over here? Why do you have it over here? I mean, what's it doing over here? Then you have the Sipur later. Or the Sipur, basically, if you look at the Ram, the way we understood the Ram was that the Sipur should be your own Sipur Dvarim. You should really have your own Sipur. The Sipur is actually, according to one sheet that we gave a long time ago, we said that the Sipur is really missing from the Haggadah. The Haggadah, you really, there should be a point that by the Seder, you should say in your own words, like the Rambam says, the whole Sipur Amaisa, the Gadat HaLevincha. But that the Bala Haggadah is a format for it, But he doesn't have it in there. That you have to do in your own words. And we even said that really would appear that that's the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is sipur in your own words, where it's realistic. I mean, that's a realistic expression and presentation of the osim osim. To read from our gut is nice, but that's not really the most primary way of being the kind of mitzvah. You got to the vinchot. Should be like the Rambam says in the Sefer Mitzvahs, according to your own language, your own words, your own expression, the way you would tell over any story. You would tell it over. You tell it to your child. It would be in your own words. That's the type of communication it really should be. Okay. So what is the vadim hayinu? Start of vadim hayinu, and it's not even the answer because it goes on to the halachas of the lila. Okay. I want to say it like this, that the concept, it's something we started on, Shia 2 weeks ago, we mentioned about Geula. And what I want to say is like this, that that really, if you take a look, see, secular people who look at the Torah always found a problem. Problem is that the way they understood the Bible, the Torah is a book about the Jews getting, Moses taking the Jews getting to the Promised Land, reaching the Promised Land. Okay, so the question is always raised, if that's the case, the Torah is Ikka Chosim and a Sefer. Because the Sefer, our Sefer Torah's Moshe, ends before you get to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense. That's not the way a story should be. In other words, the whole climax of the story is missing. So that's where there was certain apikursim that wanted to say that really Sefer Yeshua is part of the Torah. You know, these great theoreticians there. And, but why didn't they put it in there? Because it'd be too heavy to lift up the Sefer Torah. But they were disturbed with this question. The question is a good question. It's a fair question. Fair question. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, if you take a look at our Masorah, you'll see that in our Masorah there's something else amazing which they fail to look at. And that is that there is no chag for entering Eretz Yisrael. Is that an amazing thing? You have a chag of Pesach, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Shavuos is Matan Torah, okay? But the Chag HaSukkos is Chag HaOsef. The only thing you find is, according to the Rambam's interpretation of the Dalad Minim, what are the Dalad Minim? And the Rambam ridicules people who say that the Dalad Minim is the spine and the eyes and this. He says it's just a Maimar Chazal that used this as like a hook. But the real reason the Rambam says is to take from the Shevach HaOretz and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land. Okay, so it's Marumas in the Dalad Minim, but there's no real Chag for Bias HaOretz. A nation, you would think that any nation that would reach its ultimate goal, what it tried to accomplish, and it took so many years, I mean 40 years, in the desert, wandering, leaving Egypt, and the purpose is Veivesi Eschem El HaOretz, and then Sheva Shekivshu V'Sheva Shechilku, another 14 years. You'd think when they finally came there, they'd say there must be a chag for this event. This, after all, is the climax of everything we've been striving for from the days of slavery in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. And yet, nothing. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. Amazing phenomenon. So it's not just the Sefer Torah, basically. They should have raised the question about the nation itself. Why doesn't the nation have a chag when it finally entered Eretz Yisrael? So apparently the reason is, I mean, obviously the reason is because Yahadus has a works on a deeper level than the average emotional makeup of a nation. Yeah, this is based on God's ideas, and God's ideas are different than man's ideas. And it's based on Chochmas Hashem. And Chochmas Hashem saw fit not to make a chag out of Bias HaOretz. Interesting thing. Not to make a chag. No chag of Bias HaOretz. Bias HaOretz is really Yerusha. And we don't celebrate Yerusha. It's an interesting thing. We celebrate Gula. There's Yerusha and there's Gula. As a matter of fact, we make a reference to Yerusha in the Haggadah. It says when that Echachasavichem Meivar Noah, right? And right, and it says right. He got his Yerusha. The Yaakov Manov, Yerod Mitzrayim. Doesn't that's it? Different phenomena. So basically, I mean, what the Torah really is asking us to do is to understand what the definition of Geula is. Geula, our religion is a religion of Geula, not a religion of Yerusha. As a matter of fact, Yerusha is only valuable because it reflects Geula. But Geula is the essence. I mean, take a look at all the tefillahs. Gal, Yisrael, Ezer, Sanatome, Olam, Mogenu, Moshilev, Neyam, Achim, Echolavador, everything is Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, as far as Yitzias Mitzrayim, Balayla is Bayomim. I mean, our whole religion revolves around the one event. I mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the event? Geula. So, what is special? Geula would seem to be something which is sort of like a frustrating type of thing. I mean, you're out of Mitzrayim, but you didn't reach your destination. You didn't reach your destination. And yet, the whole of Yahadus revolves around Geula and not around the destination. It's an amazing thing. Amazing. Not around the destination, but the Geula. The Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, this is something which I think deserves our analysis, our understanding, our attention, intellectual attention. I think the reason, the concept of Geula, you see, the reason is because Yerusha basically is a matana. Yerusha is a matana. It's a matana that God gave us. The Yoresh doesn't really do much. Yoresh just inherits. That's it. Nothing to do. He's a recipient. He's just an object. But in Geula is a different kind of a thing. Geula is something which requires and demands a person's participation. You see. A person's participation. But what does it demand? That's the question. What is Geula? What precisely is Geula? I think Geula can be defined as simply removing a person from the obstruction of exercising their Bechira Chavshis. That's really what Geula is. See, Geula is not something which really makes man. Doesn't make man. Why? Because if you say Geula makes the person, so then you're denying Bechira Chavshis, and the Kala Tarakula is based on the fact that God never intervenes with a human being's will. That's part of the part of his function as a Tzelem Elokim. But in Geula, what takes place is the person or the people can find themselves sometimes in a situation where it's impossible to exercise their Bechira because their energies are enslaved in a certain mode and with a certain object. Their energies are evolved and in a certain object they can't remove them. There's no free energy. The person doesn't have any free energy and can't direct the energy towards anything which is the highest level of human existence, the higher level of human existence. That's basically what Geula is. Geula is something which takes a person takes their energies which are bound up, fixed in a situation that they can't remove them from, and frees that energy and allows a human being to be involved in Bechira and to utilize that energy for the higher aspect of man, namely the individual's involvement in Chochmas Hashem. Yeah. At any rate, yeah. So the point is... So that's why the pasuk says, that's why there's four lashonos of Geula. One is Votzeis Yeschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. That's really, what does that mean? That means that God removes man from the burdens of the work of Mitzrayim, which means the people's, all their energies were completely engrossed in slavery. And there was to the point where there was no energy left to be involved in a life of chachma. The tzalti eschem avodoso. The tzalti means that I saved you. In other words, what I did was I removed, not simply to remove the physical burden, but really I spared you from the avoda in order that what? In order that you could free your energies and the energies could be used for the proper objective and proper purpose as a human being. The tzalti is really a very important statement. One is simply the removal of the physical. The other one is the opportunity for the individual to take that energy and to use it on the highest level. So basically, you know, it's an interesting thing. That the everybody knows the Shalmi, it says for the four Lashonos of Gula, but there's another Shalmi right next to it that says it's Keneged the four Kosos of the Sara Mashkin that he gave to Paro. It says four times Vesasakos, Vetenasakos. Hey, what does that have to do with it? But the answer is really like the Rav Montan said, that the Avodim Hayinu Lefar Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim was to convert the Avdus to Paro, to convert it to the Avdus to be an Eved Hashem. I mean, that was really the objective. That's what Gula is. Gula is the process of conversion, where the energies are converted from. So that's why he uses the case of the Sara Mashkim, because the Sara Mashkim was not like the Sara Ofen. And when you analyze the dreams, you see that the Sara Mashkim really wanted to serve his master. That's why he saw himself taking the grapes and squeezing them, and because he loved the person that loves serving his master, enjoys every part of the process. The Sara Ofen, it just shows him with the basket. He doesn't show him doing anything, because he really despised his master. So basically, the Sara, what it's showing you is Keneged the Dalit Kosos of the Sara Mashkin, who was the true Evet. Of course, he was an Evet Shaparo, but the Yatzien Hashem Hisham, and we're Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the process of conversion. That's why the Yishami mentions that also as Keneged the four Kosos. So basically, what I'm saying is that the whole night of the Seder, that's the theme of the Seder, it's really the theme of Klal Yisrael, is Geula, not Yerusha. That's why there's no coast for Veivesi, because Veivesi is Yerusha. And that is why, when you take a look at the Mishnah, even though the Lashon HaMishnah says the Doresh is a Kol HaParsha Kula, how do you explain the Lashon HaMishnah? It doesn't mean the Doresh Kol HaParsha Kula. What it means is Maschil Bignus U'Mesayim B'Shevach. The Doresh Kol HaParsha Kula, it means you can't stop in the middle of the Shevach of the Parsha. But the Tana never had in mind to continue, because the continuation is not Gula anymore, the continuation is Yerusha. Because the next pasuk is Vayivienu Hamakom Hazeh, and Yerusha is not a part of the theme of the night. The theme of the night is only Gula. So therefore, what the Tana, the Mishnah, meant was the Doresh Kol HaParsha Kula, he meant he darshens the entire Parsha insofar as Maschil B'Gnus, the themes of Gnus, and the theme of Sheva. He darshens the entire parsha. He means you can't stop in the middle of the parsha when you get to the theme of Shevach, because Miyamal Gversa Hashem Yeshmiya Kol Tiloso. You're not permitted to stop once you start darshening, once you start speaking about Shvach Hashemakom. And the Lashon Rambam, I think, supports that pshat, because the Lashon Rambam is that you take a look again at the Lashon Rambam. He says like this. He says, He means to say, in that theme, you must complete the parsha. But he never meant, nobody ever meant, that you should go on to the next theme of Vayivien or Lamakam Hazeh, because that's not the theme of the Agada. That's Yerusha. Yerusha is not really part of the Agada. So this explains also why the Rambam says, the kasha that we raised, that how could the Rambam say Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha is a mitzvah? Basically, how could he say Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha is a mitzvah? Okay, because Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha sounds like a declaration, but the answer is like this: the answer is, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu become Elokecha? How does he become your God? So Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzitzicha Me Eretz Mitzrayim, the oldest Akasha. What does Meshach Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim? She say Shabrosi Yishmaim Vartz. So the way the Rambam's learning is like this: Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Otzeisicho Me Eretz Mitzrayim. It means, why did I take you out of Eretz Mitzrayim? So you should have the idea of the Emes, so that you should know the truth. So that is the whole purpose: to free the energies that were engaged in slavery and physical labor. To free those energies, the energies that were being consumed in pain and toil, to free those energies for Yedias Hashem, for the highest level of Chachma. So Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. How does a Kadosh Baruch Hu become Ad Hashem Alekecha? There's only one way: not through the Mashpia, not through God, but through the Mekabel, through the recipient. That's later on learned as a pasuk. What does it mean? Not a declaration. God doesn't need to make declarations. He's Baruch Shemayim Vartz. It means Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. It means, insofar as the Mekabel, the recipient, he's saying to Klal Yisrael, I am your God. This, in terms of you as a Mekabel, as a recipient. So how does God become the God of the Jew? Through the Jew, through the Jew's Yedias Hashem. So that's why the Ram says this is mitzvah say. And that means to say, ipso facto, it means that the person, this phenomenon of Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael could never be fulfilled unless the person's involved in the Yedias Hashem. So it's a mitzvah say. It's expressed in a different manner, because it's a different kind of mitzvah say. It's a mitzvah say where the realization of God being the God of the Jew takes place through the activity, the Jew fulfilling his potential in terms of his ability to master and then to arrive at a level of chachma, which is yedia of yisoda yisodos and amara chachmos. That's why Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha really becomes transformed and translated into a mitzvah sasei, you see. In other words, the reality of Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha can only take place, every pasuk in the Torah has to have reality. So where's the reality of Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael? To say, well, it's a declaration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to make declarations to people. It's not a declaration, it's a reality. A reality, this reality only takes place through the nation itself. And that's what the Torah is saying. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael. The whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was a geula. What was the purpose of the geula? Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. How does God become Ad Hashem Alekecha? Through the person's yediyah, through his knowledge. So it's a mitzvah sasei. So it's a mitzvah, as the Rambam says. It's a mitzvah sasei. This is like us. A mitzvah is everything in the Torah has to have a reality, has to be fulfilled. Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Very good. Rabbi Mendelsohn, according to the Rambam, you don't have the problem of why it doesn't say Never Shem Rosh Hashanah Shemayim V'Aretz, because that's not mitzvah sasei. The mitzvah, if it say Never Shem Rosh Hashanah Shemayim V'Aretz, that would be a declaration. But Asher Tzisicha Meretz Yisrael is not a declaration. It is basically a reality that takes place via the medium of freeing the energies of man and allowing them to be used so that there's a realization of Anochi Ad Hashem Alekecha. So I want to say like this, that geula is a machayev. Geula is a machayev. Geula is machayev a person. That's the idea of Geula. Geula is a it's machayev. What is a machayev a person? It's machayev a person, and you basically in Yedias Hashem. That's what it is. That's the first Rambam. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Zu Mitzvah Saseh. It means that Geulas Mitzrayim is machayev a person, obligates a person, machayev a person in Yedias Hashem. Yes. That's correct. What Mendy's saying is that you see the idea of smichas gula tefila is because really tefila is only lefnei Hashem, and geula is where the energies are free for yedias Hashem, and that's exactly right. Because really, what are those brachas in Krishna? It's all yedias Hashem. Yotzer avarcha shecham meila aretz is yedias Hashem insofar as the universe is concerned, and then avarabba is yedias Hashem insofar as matan Torah and the mitzvahs are concerned. That's correct. So you see, and Shema Yisrael is really Kabbal Samach Shemayim is really Yediyas Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So it's all Yediyah. So that's why the Gemara says very good. That's what the Gemara says. Smichas Gula LeTfila means that since Tfila is Omeid Lefnei Hashem, so the preamble for Tfila has to be Yediyas Hashem, and that's Gula, and that's why the last bracha is before you say Shema Nesar Bracha Tod Hashem, Gol Yisrael. So, but I want to say it like this. I just want to add one more thing to answer some of the other questions that we raised. And that is, I want to say it like this. I want to say that Geula is Machayev in Yediyas Hashem. That's one thing. And the night of Pesach is Leil Geula. It's Leil Geula. But Geula is Machayev in something else as well. What I want to say is that Geula is Machayev a person, not just in his own Talmud Torah, but Geula is mechayev a person in having a system and a mesorah of Torah. If a person is nigal, if a person is redeemed by God, so he has a responsibility not just for his own Torah, but he has a responsibility for the Torah of others as well. And not just others in his generation, but others in the forthcoming generations as well. That Geula is a machayev in two things. It's a machayev in Yediyas Hashem, and it's a machayev in a system of mesorah of the Torah to others and to future generations. And I found a raya for this. I found an interesting raya for this from the Rambam. Because the Rambam is a strange thing. Ram says in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, when he talks about Avram Avinu, so he says like this. He says, first of all, it's interesting the way he formulates. He tells about how the fact that he understood that God is the source of all existence. Okay, Vein B'chol Nemtza Lo Kach Chutz Mimenu. He says the Yiddish Kol Olam Tolam, they're all making a mistake, and they're serving the heavenly bodies. He says, and then he says, Kivan Shikiv Yada, the moment he understood this, Hiskul Hashul Hashiv Chivas Albanayor Kasdan, Velaroch Dini Mohem. So then he started to debate them. He would debate the people in his community. Okay? And, okay, Shane's a Derechemis. Fine, he goes in, Hiskul Adil Om, etc., etc. And then it says like this, Kivan Shegovar Aleyem Berayosov, the moment that he was becoming very successful with his proofs, so Bikish HaMelech Lahargo, the Melech decided to kill him. Okay, V'nasa lo neis v'yatsa l'charan. Neis happened, he went out to Charan. Then he says, V'hischa lama v'likro b'kol god l'chol l'olam l'adiyya sh'yesh HaMelecha. I don't understand. Wasn't he doing that before? I mean, what is... When you read the Rambam, there's like a funny... It doesn't follow smoothly. First he says that he argued and he debated with the people of Ur Kasdan. Started debate. Then they started to see they're losing the debate, so they decided to kill him. Okay, fine. So then what happened was that a miracle occurred and he escaped. And then it says if it says v'hischa lamod v'likra b'kol gadol l'chol olam ulo diom sheyesh yamalaka echad l'chol olam v'lo roy lavod. He says the same thing before. I mean, is that the same thing before? He says also that they told him before that the only one, Ein Elokah that the only one that's roi lavod is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, Shein roi lavod elalo kaha olam velo roi lishtachavos. So what is he, why does he doesn't have to tell us this. I mean, that was his whole thing. He just said, v'yotza l'charon v'asa kamash yasa b'yor kasdim. What is this new thing? This chalamod v'likro b'chol god l'chol olam l'adim sh'yesham l'ka echod l'chol olam. That's exactly what he said before. Yeah. And then he goes on. V'yamahalach v'kore y'makabet so'om me'ir le'ir mamlocha mamlocha v'yelchum m'gogah mamlocha mamlocha z'fetrim ad yavas. Again, the same thing. Till he had a lot of rivos, they manche base of rum, vishasa believe, shasa believe like ikar godel. Okay, fine. So what is, I mean, what is new over here? The same thing again. You just what on a grander scale. I mean, what is he saying? I think what the Rambam is saying is basically like this. And that's why the Rambam mentions the Nes. Before the Nes, Avram Avinu really was a debater, of course. He was a great intellect, the greatest intellect in his generation, and he was able to see through all the facades and the veil of nonsense and Avodah Zarah. He was able to see through it. Great chacham, great mind, and a searcher for truth, and he debated. That's a natural thing. He debated with the people. He naturally wanted them to know the truth. Also, besides, person who is an intelligent person always debates. But once the nace happened, what happened? The nace was really gula. That was a gula, personal gula. He was nigal because he was supposed to die. And according to the laws of nature, he should have died. But the Naselo Neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Goel Avram. And once there was a Neis, once there was Geula, there was a new Machayev. There was a Machayev by Yikra B'Kol Gadol. Then he changed, and he changed, his whole objective became to be Modi Ala Olam. Before that, he was like a Socrates type. He debated with the people, you know what I mean? And he argued, and of course, naturally influenced a lot of people because he won arguments. Then he won too many arguments. He had problems. But before the Nes, he was a natural debater. After the Nes, he was doing before and after the Nes. Yeah. Beautiful. That's right. He's right. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. That's it. Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Rambam says, very good, very good. I'm Menaskach. This quote. It's about Mitzvah. Give me what? Mitzvah test and say from mitzvahs. That's correct. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam quotes the very good. It's good. He says, just a second. Which one is it? I thought it's by Yichud Hashem. Yichud. Yeah, test. Yichud. Yeah, right. That's right. He says, the Lush is for Almanas Kachotseis Yeschem Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Beautiful. That's perfect right. So you see that Gula is Machayev you to be Mefarsim the Das or Emes to others as well. Interesting thing. Now the doesn't he says like Avram? Doesn't he mention Avram somewhere? Okay. So at any rate, yeah. So there's another interesting thing in the Rambam. Because I mentioned that it's Machayev a person to teach others the true ideas, but there's an interesting thing. I said not only that, I said it's Machayev basically, it's Machayev in teaching insofar as the forthcoming generations are concerned. And just listen to what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam. It's an amazing thing. Rambam's like this. He says, okay. He says, "V'shasal b'libam ho'ikra agad lazer." He planted in their hearts this big fundamental principle of God. V'chiba b'asvam v'odia v'chiba b'asvam v'odia liyitzchak benal. Then he says, "V'yeshev Yitzchak malamedu mazir," and then Yitzchak became the malamedu mazir. The Yitzchak odia liyakov. Uminuhu lelame, he was appointed to teach. Vayeshev Malam, the Yoshev Malamed, who machzik kol anilvim elov. The Yaakov Avinu Lamad Bonov Kulam, the Hivdil Levi, Uminuhu Rosh, Voshivo B'Yeshiva, Lelame Derech Hashem, the Lishmor Mitzvos Avram, the Tzivos Bonov Shleyef Sikum Ibn Levi Mamuna Achar Mamuna, Kidei Shelo Tishka Halimud. So what do you see from this? You see that Geulos Machayev in what? Geulos Chayev in is Machayev in Masara. Nachayev Masara. It's not, we always think, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not simply a mitzvah in the Torah. Of course a mitzvah. But it's more than a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a philosophical principle. It's a reality insofar as Odom is concerned, insofar as his true obligation as an Odom, and that's why it preceded the Torah. That's why even Avram Avinu, Avram to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak to Yaakov, and Yaakov to Levi, and Levi del Bonov, Mamuna achar Mamuna. The concept of Mesorah is a philosophical reality. It's a metaphysical reality. It's not, when the Torah is machayev you, certain things are not a metaphysical reality. I mean, the Achilas Matzah is not a metaphysical reality. Achilas Matzah is because of Mitzrayim. There's Matzahs. If there wasn't Matzahs, Mitzrayim wouldn't be an Achilas Matzah. But the Mesorah of Limud of Chochmas Hashem, that's a metaphysical reality. And Avraham Avinu perceived that reality because of the fact that he was Nigal, so he recognized and knew immediately that the Gula's Machayev in setting up a system of Mesorah from one generation to the other generation. The system of Mesorah, you see. So that's why, as a matter of fact, this one says, okay, and then he says, after a while, they got involved in Avodah Zorah. Ma'avas Hashem Osonim, Hashem Osashul, Avram Avinu, Osa Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabban Shakol, Avim, Vesholcho. Kivan Shirasnav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bocha Hashem, Yisrael, and Nachalo, Yechtirim, and Mitzvos, Vodim, Derech Avodos, and Mayesh, Vodos, Kovim, Kol Tamachra. Yeah. So basically, it went all the way till Gulas Mitzrayim, where in Gulas Mitzrayim, the private system, why does Ram go so far? Because it means the private system that Avram Avinu began was eventually formulated and expressed in Geulas Mitzrayim, and it became systematized in the Torah itself. That's what he says, that's what Ram says. That it was almost lost, but Kilish and Snabe Moshe Abinu Bochar Hashem Yisrael and Nachalo Yechtiram B'mitzvos Vodiyam Derech Avodoso Umay Yiyem Mishpat Avodos Kachom Mechol Tanachra. So basically the Rambam says is that this system was, which began with one individual and which went for several generations based upon the concept of Geula, eventually when the Geula of the whole Klal took place, so then it was transformed and guaranteed by the system of Torah itself. But it's not a new thing. It didn't begin. Torah Tziva Lana Moshe Morasha Kehilas Yaakov means it is true Yerusha. But the concept of Yerusha really started with Avram Avinu, not with Matan Torah itself. Started with Avram Avinu. It was the idea that there's a Yerusha and there's a Mamuna and there's one door after another door is something that results from Geula. So therefore, what I want to say is as follows, that the Leil HaPesach, see, Leil HaPesach is really a night of what? It's a night of a Talmud Torah. He brings down the Agoras Maimon, he quotes the Tosefta, that the Tosefta, he says, the Girsa of the Tosefta that we have states as follows. It states that Tanya b'Tosefta Chayav Adam Lasok b'Ilchos Pesach Afilu Beino Levein Atzmo Beino Levein Beso Beino Levein Talmido Maiser Rabbi Levi Chomishem Mishael Beis Baisus Ben Zunin Vayoskin b'Ilchos Pesach Kol Alayla Ad Kros Agever. Okay, so he learned they have a different guess that they were Osek in Talmud Torah in Hilchos Pesach. So therefore, what is really the since Geula is machayev not just in Limud yourself, but it's machayev in the whole system of Mesorah, what kind of Talmud Torah do we have in the night of Pesach? We have the Talmud Torah, basically, of Mesorah. The aspect of Mesorah is really the aspect of Talmud Torah that takes place, that is that takes place on the night of Pesach. It's Talmud Torah, but Talmud Torah insofar as it has the quality of Mesorah. You see? That's basically what it is. That's why there's no question, there's no problem with the fact that the Chachams, the answer of the Chacham comes from where? It doesn't come from the Agadah, it doesn't come from Pesach, but it's perfectly appropriate. Why? Because where does it come from? It comes from Sefer Dvar and Voreschana. And what does the Pasuk say over there? The Pasuk is not talking about Pesach. It's talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. Correct? So, So what does it mean, Kisholcha Vincha? It means Mesorah. The Mesorah. So even though it's talking about, and then it mentions, it says, even though it's talking about Torah in general, you see, even though it's talking about Torah in general, that's no problem because it's talking about Torah insofar as the quality of Mesorah is concerned. Ki Yishol Chavincha. Wherever it's Ki Yishol Chavincha, it applies to Pesach. Because wherever Torah is engaged in, essentially, as a phenomenon of Mesorah, that's Geula. Geula's Machayev in the aspect of Talmud Torah of Mesorah. You see, of Mesorah. So that's why the Baal HaGadol says very good. And there's something that also, at first sight, you always have a problem with the Lashon over there. It says, Ki Yishol Chavincha, so it says, Chacham Mal Omer, so what does it say? Va'af ato emalo kehilchos ha-Pesach. Ein maftir nach ha-Pesach ha-Vikam. What does it mean? That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk doesn't say that. It means, I guess, it means, Va'af ato emalo kehilchos ha-Pesach. It means to say that since the halacha on the night of Pesach is Talmud Torah, B'Torah's Mesorah, but it's B'Torah's Mesorah in terms of mitzvahs halayla. It must be translated into Pesach terms. In other words, Talmud Torah that has to do with Pesach. Not Stam Talmud Torah, you won't be out of the mitzvah. You see? In other words, the Talmud Torah, which expresses the phenomenon of Mesorah, must deal directly with Leil HaPesach, Leil Geula. So it must deal with all the mitzvahs that have to do with the night of Pesach. That's what the Tosefta says. Chayav Adam, what's the Lashon Chayav Adam? Lumod and Beno and Beso and Talmido is Lasok Vilchas Pesach Kol Alayla, because it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's what it means. It really is talking about a regular chacham that asks all the time. But this night, which is night in Mesorah, you must translate into Pesach. Vafata amalo kehilchas haPesach. Translate his question into terms of Pesach, because then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah would not take place if you just if you deal with bab mitzvah, because that's kol hashana kula. But on the night of Pesach, the halach is when he asks you a question, the night of the Mesorah, when he asks you the question, you must take his question. He wants to know more. Fine. Explain to him in terms of Hilchos HaPesach. Just like Eim Maftinach HaPesach Avi Kaman. So there's a halach of Eidus. There's a halach of Shehei Tama Mitzvah Befiv. Okay? There's a halach of Eidus, a halach of Chukim. So that's really what the Baal HaGadol is saying. So basically, it doesn't matter which pasuk you take from the Torah that has to do, any pasuk that has to do with Shelas HaBein, you see, is fine, because the pasuk is simply telling you, it is telling you that the night of Pesach is the night of Limud B'Torah's Mesorah, because Geula's Machayev in Mesorah. And the only thing is that you must translate it into Hilchos Pesach. It must be translated into Pesach terms. That's the halacha. Yeah. In other words, why Geula is tied to Yochiyah of Mesorah I mean, what's the tie-in? Now, the connection is very simple. The connection is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something for an individual where there's a shinya teva, where there's a shinya teva, and this there's a shinya teva where he's able to use his energies like Gulas Mitzrayim, so it means to say it shows you the extent of the divine will insofar as this phenomenon is concerned. And if that's the divine will, then you must be in line with the divine will, and you must also make sure that the next individual has the same opportunity. You see? That's why Gula is Machayev in Masara. A Gula of all nations, that's correct. But even you see, even a Gula of a Yachid, because even by Avraham Avinu. Even by Avraham Avinu. So, yeah.
Can I?
I mean, a Limud of Masara is different, because the Limud of, that's a good question you're asking, the Limud of Masara is based upon the Makabel, not upon the Moser. That's the difference. That's what Ram say. Lefidaito shobein aviv malamdo. The framework, the frame of reference, the form of the limud is determined by the receiver, not by the transmitter. You understand what I mean? That's why lefidaito shobein aviv malamdo. That's a limud of Masorah. It's a different limud. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, you see. What it's true. I mean, if Yefshir, Yefshir. There's no. It's not a limit of Masara Liatzmo. That's you can't do that. Then it's only the Machayev of. Then you only have one Machayev. The Machayev of Anochet Hashem Alakecha Asher Tzisichem Eretz Yisrael. But that explains really why there are so many forms to it. Basically, that says even Baatzmo. I mean, but the answer is Baatzmo, he's Mekayim Anochet Hashem Alakecha insofar as the Yedias Hashem is concerned, but if there's no other person, I mean, he can't Mekayim Yigad V'Alvincha. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. So why is Avadim, good question, why is Avadim against somebody? Why is Avadim Ayinu in the beginning? Right? So the answer is, because Avadim Ayinu Lefar B'Mitzvah Yatsen Hashem Alakenu Mishom B'Yachar Zavar Tuyo It means that our energies would not be free, and that's the machayah for the whole Agada. So basically, the reason why I have Avodah Mayinu at the outset is because that's the machayah, Gula. Now, once you've stated the machayah, now you start the order. First, the halachas, and then that's why also you have Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shnas Tal Am Yisrael. You see, Kinyan Abam Devatara. Why? Because it's the specific form of Kinyan Abam Devatara means Kinyan Abam Devatara means Bonim means in terms of the Masara. So it's Machayev in the Vafil Kolon Chom Kolon Nevonim. It's Machayev in Limud for himself to expand his own das, his own knowledge, and also it's Machayev insofar as the transmission of the ideas to others, to the next generation. Yes. More than that. I mean, if God helps an individual, excuse me. It means to say that if God frees an individual so that his energy is used by his source, that's the greatest machayev. That's a machayev.
What?
It's a fulfilling of the potential of the gula. In other words, the gula. The potential of the Gula is only a certain kind of a potential. The Gula can only be fulfilled if the individual reaches the highest level, the higher level. I mean, otherwise the Gula is nothing; it's empty. Now, there's no question about it that in the Ramanav Ram, before also he was concerned about everybody. It was natural chesed, you know, his natural, but it was a natural phenomenon. What I'm saying is, after the event of the Nes, it was a new Machayev, and it was on a different scale. It was on a different scale. That's correct, yeah. That's what Danny's saying is, that it says, in the Nolucha al-Gula, Seinav al-Pedus Nafshenu. So Gula is Pedus Nafshenu. And you know, Chazal say, Cheres is, Einlach ben Charlem Misha Osik B'Torah. I mean, that's real Cheres. So you're right. The Bracha itself says, Nolucha al-Gula, Seinav al-Pedus Nafshenu. If there's no Pedus Nafshenu, then there's no Gula. Yeah. It has to be, in other words, the Talmud Torah has to be related to Gula. It must be related to Gula, so that's why it's the mitzvah saliva. Yeah. That's right, it's an excellent raya. You see, they couldn't listen because they had no spirit left because of the psychological depletion of energy and also the physical depletion of energy. Kotzer Ruach is psychological and Avodah Kasha. was the physical. That corresponds exactly, that's correct, to very good writer. To Votseis Yeshchem, Vitzalti Yeshchem Evarasam. What I'm saying is, Avraham Avinu did everything naturally before also. But there's a difference between a person doing it naturally and a person doing it with a machayev. It's a different kind of a tzur. Different kind of a tzur. That's why he formed a mamuna to make sure that there's somebody mamuna naturally who wouldn't do that. Hey, whatever happens, happens. It's not a responsibility. The when I say it's a machayev, it means it was machayev in a responsibility where he formally had to set up a system that keeps on going from one generation to the other. And that's what he did. He was Moshev Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Moshev Yaakov, Mamuna Acha Mamuna. That's what the Rambam says. That's a different, that would never happen before Or Kasdan. You see, in Or Kasdan, he never set up a system like that in Or Kasdan. Yes. One thing I want to mention is that in Yahadis, there's one thing that's unique about Yahadis, and that is Yahadis is the only system that ever made Chochma a Yerusha. And that's the concept of Masara. It made Chochma into Yerusha. That's Torah Tzvi Lona Moshe, Morosha Kehilas Yaakov. It was institutionalized by Matan Torah. But the concept was that Chochma is a Yerusha, and Dor Achador, you have Chachomim. There were many nations, there were many Chachomim that existed, many mathematicians, philosophers, mathematicians, different societies where they're very intellectually astute, very high level intellectually, never had a system of Yerusha of Chachma. As a matter of fact, it's very seldom really, I think there's only one family where they have one physicist after another physicist. It was very unusual. But usually you find you have one, you know, one great mind, next generation, you know, there's a, it's a haphazard. The Yahadus really took Chachma and made it into a system of Yerusha. Torah Tzivolona Moshe or Rosh Akilas Yaakov, it's a system of Yerusha, one door after another. Ben Acharav and Ben Achaben, and it goes on for generations and generations, and Talmud Acharav, and the whole system, the whole system that comes goes back to the Avos is a system of taking Chachma and making it into Yerusha. That's the real Yerusha of the Leila Pesach. It's not Yerusha Saaretz. It's the Yerusha that takes place through Chachma. Yerusha Saaretz only reflects really that whole idea. Yeah. Yeah, the Geulas Mitzrayim is on the contrary. The Lakachti, the Galdeshim is wrong. The Tuya means it was necessary. That God broke the laws of nature temporarily. And then the Lakachti Eschem Yilam, that certainly. That means an Am. It means like the Ram says. Can establish. An established phenomenon with a whole system. Lakachas right. From the Lam is a whole Masorah. That's the Masorah. That's the concept of the Masorah. That's correct. Because apparently, that's a good point. What is so important about that? Okay, so it's true that it means to say that God redeemed not just one generation, but His plan was for every generation. But why is it Chayav Adam Lira Sasatzmo Kilu Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim? It means because he has to have the Machayev. He has to have the Machayev. That's the Machayev that he must have in order to make Machayev in the system of Anoch Hashem Lekachi Deis Hashem and the Masorah. If he's not, if it wasn't him, so then he's not Chayev. Somebody else is not Machayev. You are the Gula for you is the Machayev. Yeah. I don't have to have it physically happen to you. If God's intention were that it's for you, that means it happened to you. We don't need the physical phenomena. All we need is God's will. And so far as God's will is concerned, His will is that it should happen to you. So therefore, it is as if it happened to you. And therefore, you're chayav. That's the machayav. Okay. I just wanted to... Yeah. Okay. The sipur, that's why it's chayav l'saper b'nisim v'niflos shenasa l'avoseinu... is because that's the machayev of the whole gula. That's gula. Exactly. That's gula. I mean, that's the machayev is gula. That's the sipur of the gula. If there's no sipur of gula, so what's the whole line? The whole night is gula. Leil Shimur Lul Hashem Latzir Maratzim. It's the night of gula. That's the kedusha of Laila. It's the kedusha of gula. That's Leil Shimur Lul Hashem Latzir Maratz Mitzrayim. That's the pasuk. That's precisely why I say v'ilu lo hotzi. Why do you have to say v'ilu lo hotzi? Because it says, means basically the energies would never be free. That's exactly what it's saying. Okay, so I just want to prove one thing. The last coast basically has to do with the Gula Asida. And it's an interesting thing, whereas Gula Asida is mentioned in Yeshayahu Yudbeis by a pasuk that everybody is familiar with. So the Tirgum says, Usakablun ufon chadas bechedvo mi bechirei tzadikaya. That means that what are you looking forward to? That's really the ultimate gula. And the ultimate gula, so the Tirgum says that you will learn new ideas, ufon chadas. And Rashi says that what does that mean? He says, "Ki yachiv libam al yedei Yeshua bo v'yizgalu lohem roze haTorah." Means the secrets of the Torah. The Radak says. Radak says the same thing. He says. V'yonas antirgam apasik b'moshel limur achochma ki achochma nimshelas lamayim v'amalamdim ein kemo amayin v'atamidim ein mashovim. He says, and that's why he wrote, Kablin Ofas Chadas, V'omar Chadas, L'fisha Oso HaLimud Yiyeh Chodosh, V'chein Yumdu Oz Das Es Hashem, Mashalo Lomad Odomad Oso HaYom, K'mo Shomar Kamayim L'yom HaChasim. That means a new dimension of Yidias Hashem. So basically, the ultimate Gula will bring a new Kiyum to Anochi Hashem Alekecha. That's basically what he's saying. Okay. See, Eretz Yisrael is a different thing. Eretz Yisrael is really for the parashas Bikurim. It means to say for the one that brings the Bikurim, because that's a Karas HaTov. It's a parasha of a Karas HaTov. The end of the parasha, Yena Lamakam Azev, Eitman Sarezos, that's a Karas HaTov. But that's not Gula. The only part that we learn from the parashas Bikurim is the Gula part, not the Karas HaTov part. Yes. Mrs. Gover mentioned a good point. In other words, the Machayev is really Pesach. As you see, it's Mitzrayim. Matan Torah is what the Machayev eventuated in. It's an interesting thing. But you see that basically Pesach is bigger than Shavuos. I mean, it's an interesting thing. Because the Machayev is really the Ikka. So in a sense, I mean, Shavuos is Matan Torah. So you would think you'd make the biggest Yontif out of Matan Torah. That's it. See, if you want to make a big end, that'd be the biggest thing, Matan Torah. But no, the biggest yontif is Pesach. Shavuos is only one day, Pesach is 7 days. Why? Because the Iker is the Machayev. Once there was the Machayev, now God told us how to fulfill the Machayev. But the Machayev is the essence. It's a very good point, Mr. Right?